A global criminal conspiracy, a prince, a jailed socialite, and a billionaire who may or may not have been murdered. Welcome to the world of the Jeffrey Epstein, the Prince and the Pervert podcast. Journalists Lisa and Jen bring you the ultimate deep dive.
Hello and welcome to the Prince and the Pervert podcast. My name is Lisa Tate.
Boroda, I'm Jen Tarrant.
So we are back, Jen, after taking a week off. How was your week?
I think it was more hectic than a normal week.
Well, I didn't leave the house much.
Oh, except to come over and do a live and drink Contro with me.
That's right. We did. We had our Patreon subscribers wine time.
And cheese.
But we didn't have wine. We had Contro, which is like, it's a French liqueur, isn't it?
Orange, yes.
Yes.
Love it.
You use it for cooking?
Well, yes, Mr. Jen has a vast array of grog, as we call it, booze for cooking. And Contro features in his cooking kitchen booze.
For desserts?
For desserts, yeah. Oh, and also on the duck.
Oh, yes. You cooked a duck, didn't you?
Yes, I did, to prove when he came home that I was actually feeding the children the past week.
You're just a little Nigella, aren't you?
I am.
Look at you, Jen. Fighting sex traffickers and cooking duck, looking after children.
Knitting my own socks.
All I did was, I didn't go out of the house, as, well, kind of normal, but I yelled at the TV a lot.
Yes, and I had to sort of dispel a lot of myths that were floating around on Twitter.
I had to go off Twitter for a while. I was just being attacked.
Oh, I had people telling me Joe Biden had a pedo island right next to Epstein.
I've been told that too.
Considering my vast knowledge of the Virgin Islands now, no.
So I watched Crazy Island the other night to calm down a bit.
I love those episodes.
So that's a Real House iconic, one of the most iconic Real Housewives episodes in the history, where they went to Crazy Island, which is in the US Virgin Islands. And I was looking, I had my eyes wide.
I've watched it so many times, especially when they're on the boat. Was that Little St. James or the Big St. James Island, which Epstein also owned?
Well, but people will tell us it's the Biden family.
Apparently it's the Biden family.
And we don't know what we're talking about. So yada, yada, yada. But let's move on. So this is what I've got today. We are both going to talk a bit about Ghislaine getting hammered by a judge, which I always like to hear, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, I'm also going to talk to you about how Epstein didn't kill himself. Has its own Wikipedia page. I didn't realise, Jen.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's very, very interesting. So I'll take you through that. It's not our usual type of news. I've got something about an award for Bradley Edwards, one of the lawyers involved in this, and a psychologist. I'm so excited. You know, I love this, like, psychology stuff.
Yep.
I did one semester of psychology. It had calculus in it.
Oh, that's rude.
So I managed to, like, pass somehow, but it stopped any
forward progression in your true chosen career as a psychologist on the internet.
Yeah, so I just make stuff up now.
Cool.
So far I've got this morning I told someone I thought someone was a sociopath. We've been going on with that diagnosis for a while. Too many Chris Watts videos, you know, American Murder?
Yeah.
Now I'm just kind of like giving everyone a term, but this person is a real psychologist and she's a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
Oh.
So that's more than one semester at Charles Sturt University, isn't it?
Yep.
So we're going to talk about an analysis of Ghislaine's 418-page deposition that was made public recently.
Wow.
I'll just give you a hint, guys. It's very exciting. It shows the Epstein associate bristling and appearing easily provoked at key moments.
I'd love to see the video of that deposition. I want to see her slamming the table.
Have we spoken on the podcast also about how much video and how actually that came out today? So the state has actually asked in the Ghislaine Maxwell prosecution, they've asked for an extension on the discovery information.
Which has been agreed to. It was supposed to end on November 9th, a couple of days ago. Now it's the 23rd.
And why is that, Jen? It's got something to do with videos?
Lots and lots of videos from New York and Florida. I wonder who's on these videos.
And the US Virgin Islands. Yes, these things have been taken from Mr. Epstein's properties.
Oh, that's right, because the FBI raided there as well. Nothing from Zorro. But then again, he didn't seem to spend as much time at Zorro in the later years. I'm not sure.
That is a question mark.
That is a huge question mark.
So fascinating. I don't think that's good for Ghislaine Maxwell.
And quite a few other people, I think.
Yes. And then we've got a story about Andrew and a puppet.
Again.
So excited to talk about that. Now, what do you have, Jen?
Okay, the subpoenas that are coming out of the Virgin Islands. We've already featured Sophia, one of the girls who worked for the trust.
The Southern Trust.
Yes, Epstein's trust, and she lived on the island. But this time we're going into the art world. There's a subpoena for a company that moves, transports, stores, and also mounts or, you know, puts up your statues or your pictures. They've been subpoenaed.
The art world, Jen.
Really? Art? Is art involved in money laundering, do you think?
I don't know. We've heard a bit about art. I mainly know about it in New York.
But this is
global.
Yes. So I'll read through that later, talk about the company itself. And I've also found a permit from 2017 where Epstein got some art transported from Paris to New York.
Ooh la la.
I know.
Well, that is fascinating. Now, should we just talk about Ghislaine's appeal today that was...
The slap.
Yes. And it was November 9 this decision came down. So what she was asking for, correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, she was asking for certain things to be kept under seal or secret.
Including her request to keep XYZ secret. Yes.
Yes.
She wanted it all secret.
So the appeal judge wrote... After 14 single-spaced pages of heated rhetoric, the defendant proffers no more than vague, speculative and conclusory assertions as to why that is the case. She provides no coherent explanation of what argument she intends to make before the courts that requires the presentation of materials received in discovery in this criminal matter.
It's a good slap.
It certainly is. The appeal judge wrote... But after 14 single-spaced pages of heated rhetoric, the defendant proffers no more than vague, speculative and conclusory assertions as to why that is the case. She provides no coherent explanation of what argument she intends to make before those courts that requires the presentation of the materials received in discovery in this criminal matter. And she furnishes no substantive explanation regarding the relevance of the documents to decisions to be made in those matters, let alone any explanation of why modifying the protective order to allow such disclosure is necessary to ensure the fair adjudication of those matters. In sum, the arguments, in brackets, Maxwell presents to the court plainly fail to establish good cause. The defendant request is, boom, denied.
Good. She's just playing games.
Well, she's rich.
Yeah, she's dragging this out. And she's also trying to set it up like she's a bit of a victim.
Yes, well, they do, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So you're going on to art now, Jen, are you?
On the 3rd of September this year, a subpoena went out from the Virgin Islands to a third party. It's Attila 4 Inc. Now, apologies, as always, Australian. It is spelled A-T-E-L-I-E-R, 4 as in the number 4 Inc. They are a company that transports, stores, and mounts artwork for you. So they deal with art, mainly transportation from the looks of it. So they've been subpoenaed.
Art, 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 hey Jen.
I know, there's a lot of art and money laundering from what I understand.
Well, it's quite fluid. It's easy to pass around, isn't it?
Certainly is. Now, their request for production... From January 1st, 1998, they've been asked to present any and all documents in electronic or paper form reflecting or relating to the storage and collection management of any art or item owned by Jeffrey Epstein or any Epstein entity, including but not limited to an inventory list of the art or item stored or managed, bill or invoices for services, and photographs or videos. Request 2. all documents, blah, 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 referring to the financial value of any art or item owned by Epstein or Epstein identities. Request number 3, any details, documents referring to the installation, hanging or placement of any art or item owned by Epstein, whether in the United States or elsewhere, including but not limited to contracts for services, invoices, drawings or diagrams, floor plans and related correspondence. Now that's interesting and I'll go back to that one. Request 4, refer anything referring to the transportation, import, export, it should have been, or other movement of any art or item owned by Epstein or entities from any location, whether in the United States or elsewhere, limited but not limited to contracts with services, invoices, custom information, and or correspondence. Request 5, all correspondence or records of correspondence in electronic or paper form with Epstein or Epstein identities, whether it be written, electronic, telephone, or otherwise.
Video, maybe?
Well, that'd fall under the otherwise. But telephone means that if you've spoken to him or a staff member, you've got to write down. Interesting. And they'd be able to check that through phone records, so they better be careful. And request number 6, any and all documents, materials or files reflecting or relating to any individual authorised to act on behalf of Epstein or an Epstein entity. So that means they're still digging for all his employees.
Yeah.
That's why they're asking any individuals that this company spoke to.
Okay.
And that was similar to Sophia. Now, request number 3, they're talking about documents, materials, blah, 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 of any location, whether in the United States or elsewhere, including but not limited to contracts for services, invoices, drawings or diagrams, floor plans and related correspondence. Now, that info could be used to back up survivors' claims of what do you remember about the room you were assaulted in? Oh, there was a painting that had a big black blob on it.
Yeah.
And then they can track, look at floor diagrams that they have provided of what artwork was in what. This will help back up survivor claims.
Okay. Now, speaking of art, I have to chase up my Freedom of Information request about the New York Academy of Art.
The FART?
The FART Academy. So I will do that this week.
Okay. Now, about this company, they ship all around the world. It's a massive company. They even have 2 employees in Australia. So they've got big setups in Miami, New York, Los Angeles, everywhere. They do a lot of crating and packaging and having a look on their website. It's a huge operation. It is massive. Now, it formed in 1989 and the guy who set it up was a Jonathan C. Swartz. Now, interesting enough, he often writes for The Observer.
Does he?
Now, he's not only the CEO of Attila for a fine arts logistics company, he's also chairman of ICEFAT, ICEFAT, which is the International Convention of Exhibition and Fine Art Transporters, a trade group comprised of 75 companies representing 34 countries. Now, this subpoena hit on the 3rd of September this year. But on the 3rd of August, a month before, he wrote in The Observer about the shady trick collectors use to avoid paying tax on art worth millions. It was just weirdly timed. And he talks about how there are loopholes in New York City that have to pay tax on your really valuable art. So people have been known, and it's illegal, and he points this out in this story, they ask for their stuff to be transported to their second house, say in Aspen. But the truck gets there, they sign off that they've unloaded it. It doesn't get unloaded and it comes back to the New York premises. So it looks like for tax reason, it's been moved. They don't have to pay New York tax on these beautiful pieces.
Mm.
Well, in some cases, beautiful pieces, but expensive pieces. And they don't do it. So he was just talking about how artwork is used in tax avoidance and the loopholes.
Now, I have a question then. So loaning out your artwork to an educational facility. I wonder how that fits in.
Would that be a tax write-off? It would be, it sounds like, possibly maybe in New York.
in New York.
So he says they don't do it. It's a way of people dodging taxes. People will ask and they just go, nope. So
really?
It seems that there may be some places that do it. That is a really broad subpoena again.
Yeah.
They are really digging and also digging into the names of Epstein's staff.
Really?
Well, asking for anyone who was authorised to talk on behalf of Epstein or an Epstein entity.
Now, also, we have online exhibitions at the moment too, Jen.
Ooh.
So it's amazing what you can find. But the one here I've got from the New York Academy of Art. Oh, my God. They're selling an Andy Warhol print.
Oh, can we afford it?
It's $150,000 to $200,000. Now, Andy Warhol founded the New York Academy of Art.
That's right.
With Eileen Guggenheim's number one enemy.
Yes. Who has backed up Maria.
Exactly. But quite often, I'm not alleging any tax abuses here, but quite often they do loan artwork, significant artwork.
Now, when I was digging through Epstein's art stuff, I found a permit.
Oh.
Yes, for 9E 71st Street. And it was a US automated manifest system record that address had been associated with trade operations registered in the automated manifest system. And one of the records was from August 28, 2017, from ESI Fine Art, which is in France. And it sent 8 pieces of furniture to New York.
Oh, okay.
By ship. But it only weighed 1.654 kilograms.
Really?
1.5 kilos is not much. So we're not quite sure what that is. That's about, 2.5 pounds maybe. But it says, description, 8 pieces of furniture belonging. Starting to think that's sort of art rather than actual tables, chairs, things like that.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
So that came from Le Havre, France to New York by vessel.
Really?
So he was moving stuff in between his different places regularly.
Well, it's a form of currency, isn't it? I want to have a look at the New York Academy of Art's website for a minute. They're doing a thing at the moment called Artists for Artists. It's a fundraiser.
Ah.
Thank you to all artists who donated, supporters who bought art, and our friends at Sotheby's.
They're still not back on Twitter either.
Aren't they?
No.
Did you frighten them?
I think we all frightened them.
I'm going to talk about a puppet.
A puppet?
Mm.
An actual puppet or a literal puppet? Or is it the same thing in this case?
Well, there's a puppeteer, a puppet, and a puppet.
Okay.
It's from the Daily Mail. Steve Wright is a puppeteer, and he says the Duke of York told him that there was a puppet in his likeness that had been bought by a friend. Mr. Wright was one of 600 guests at a 2003 reception, so that's peak Epstein, at Buckingham Palace. It's alleged Prince Andrew used puppet to grope Virginia Roberts and Joanna Soberg, their two survivors. Prince Andrew recalled seeing a spitting image puppet of himself. So a spitting image is like kind of rubbery cartoon version.
It's a caricature.
Yep.
Used for sarcasm.
Parody.
A British thing.
Prince Andrew recalled seeing a spitting image puppet of himself at the home of US pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The Mail on Sunday can reveal. Steve Wright, an award-winning puppeteer. Award-winning puppeteer. Not everyone can say that. Says the Duke of York told him that his own puppet from the satirical TV show had been bought by a friend in New York and how it had been used to play a prank on him.
Well, we know from depositions and survivors' statements that it was also used to grab boobs.
The puppeteer was one of 600 guests. The exchange appears to at least partly verify claims that socialite... No. Alleged abuser. I'm going to use some of Bobby Cappucci's terms. Bipedal serpent.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, we'll just go with that. Bobby, shout out. You should listen to his podcast, Jeffrey Epstein Show. Ghislaine Maxwell presented the prince with the puppet in April 2001 in New York at Epstein's home. It is alleged Andrew used the puppet to grope Virginia Roberts, then age 17, and Joanna Soberg, one of Epstein's former sex slaves. Then 21, in the mansion study. There is a lot of detail here, isn't there?
Yes.
The Duke denies having sex with Miss Roberts or any other wrongdoing. You always have to, I categorically deny.
I'm an honourable man.
I have a tendency to be too honourable. The problem with that is I was actually at a birthday party with one of my children at Pizza Express in Woking. So, he was like to the puppeteer, oh my God, puppets, spitting image. Do you know that my friend bought my spitting image puppet and you'll never believe it. He played a trick on me. He told me he went to an apartment in New York and saw the bloody thing sitting up on the sofa and nearly had a bloody heart attack as he was there looking at himself. Now, I actually sent this to Virginia, which is so true. Why would she, Miss Roberts, make up a story about puppets? It just clicked, said the puppeteer.
Yes.
It's so bloody random.
Mm.
Anyway, Andrew's refusing to comment.
Of course he is.
Now, I quickly want to just tell you, the other day I was thinking, I really want an ugly Christmas sweater. But the problem is, it's like 40 degrees, 100 degrees Fahrenheit over here, and it will just get ugly. But I was like Googling, maybe I could get this or that, you know. And then I came across Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, has its own Wikipedia page.
Yay.
I think we know what the background is about that dark and stormy night in New York. Joe Rogan gave it some publicity. He's a podcast host. After he saw the hashtag Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself on Facebook and Twitter. The Epstein didn't kill himself meme has also appeared on TikTok, on YouTube, whatever. Several users on dating apps, did you know this? Such as Tinder and Hinge have written their profiles that whether someone or not accepts this premise of the meme is a relationship deal breaker.
Oh dear. It is so now entrenched in our culture.
Yeah.
Well, the nice bubble that we exist in.
So there were the beer companies, remember? They advertised specialty branded beers. A lot's happened in a year, hasn't it?
See, I walk past new concrete that's laid and the urge to grab a stick and write in the wet concrete, Epstein didn't kill himself, is so high.
Now, it's also used in vandalism.
Yep.
One specific incident saw the meme painted on a 7-foot-high boulder and visible to travellers on Washington State Route 9. Mm-hmm. It caused controversy in the local community. And then there was the popular art piece in Art Basel in Miami, comedian. A banana that had been duct taped to a wall was vandalised when Roderick Weber of Massachusetts wrote, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. There's been some reactions. And the bottom line is, it just reflects our distrust for government and their simmering resentment about the lack of justice for Epstein's victims, according to Miles Klee on Fox News. Author Anna Merlin has argued that the meme over time tends to trivialise the concerns of Epstein's victims. However, she mentioned that Jane Doe 15 wore a bracelet featuring the phrase Epstein didn't kill himself at a public press conference to possibly indicate her belief in the theory.
A lot of people will say that we are making fun of survivors because we play into these memes. We make our own memes. But we understand the power of a meme.
Now, it's not a lot of people. It's like a few haters.
A few haters who often are trying to do similar things to us.
And now that what I'm going to just briefly say is, how wrong could they be? Because we're just about to hit 400,000 downloads in a year. Woohoo!
From a laundry.
Honestly, we thought we'd get to 400. Back to you, Jen.
So memes, they're easily shared. They're bright, they're cheerful, they're funny, they can be cutting. They operate on so many levels. Some people will get one thing from a meme. Other people get another meaning on top of it. It's like a lot of kiddie shows. The kids laugh, but there's stuff in there for the adults. Those memes get shared. It keeps the Epstein case alive. It keeps focus on what's happening.
Well, I honestly think, Jen, that it could be a generational thing that some people get offended by it.
But then again, some of the people carrying on are my age. I don't know. I suppose it depends on how you use social media as well.
Yes. And it's been appropriated as giving a finger to authority.
It has been because the authority let him slip away. regardless of whether he killed himself or he was murdered, they
let us down.
They contributed to it.
They denied justice to the victims.
To the victims. And it sucks. But at least they've got Justine. And we will mean the hell out of that woman.
Well, we already have.
We always do.
Now, just quickly, I wanted to mention Bradley Edwards. So he's the attorney of more than 20 of Jeffrey Epstein's survivors. According to Page Six, is being honoured by the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Now, I think that's fantastic, don't you, Jen?
I think it's great.
So congratulations for that, Bradley. And finally, let's talk about Ghislaine when she was doing that deposition in court for the defamation case with Virginia. So we all know it's a 400-page deposition that we've just got our hands on. Now, a clinical forensic psychologist and an associate professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, Cynthia Calkins, told Insider, for someone who had years to prepare with her lawyers, Maxwell appeared surprisingly irritable at some of the questions she received.
That's her ego.
Mm. There's a surprising amount of snappiness. She appears to be easily provoked in a way I don't think I would if I had the money and our lives were on the line. I thought that.
Mm. She was very blasé about it, as if it didn't really matter in her life and it was a bit of an inconvenience, darling.
Well, there's this thing in professional services where people won't accept counsel, right? And I have prepared a lot of people for media interviews and her behaviour reminded me of someone who wouldn't accept counsel.
If she was your client, you'd sack her.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want your professional identity or business associated with someone who then goes and balls up.
I actually had a guy once. He was from Perth and he was involved in some kind of carbon company, right? And I had to interview him after doing, like, I don't know, 4 hours of training. He did not like the questions I was asking. I felt as though he was going to physically assault me.
Mm.
That's how bad it got. And I was his consultant.
You were preparing him for the onslaught.
So, yeah, that's what it was. I walked out of the room and said to my colleague, you do it. You go back in there. Nice as pie to Nathan, right? But to me, it was awful. And I did several laps of the office to calm myself down. And I just felt as though he was ready to go for the throat, mate.
So was that possibly because of your gender?
Yes, absolutely.
So was Justine also the same? It's a female asking questions. The misogyny in her.
Mm. So she was there for 7 hours. I can understand that. But why bang a table and make threats to people's lives?
And wasn't there an indication that the laptop was moving or...
The recorder, did it fall?
Something like that, that her actions caused issues to technology.
Yes, that belonged to the court. So they are highly charged circumstances, that's right. But my own read of it, this is this forensic psychologist, is she's hiding something. What's she hiding? Who knows? Well, yes.
It's starting to come out, yeah.
I actually like her take on it because she's probably not in the reads like we are. So it's someone coming in and just ask for their opinion by theinsider.com.
Mm.
Right, so it's absolutely, she bristled in responses to questions about recruiting girls and... In much of the deposition, she calls Giuffre a liar, as we know.
Constantly.
Now, this is it. You want the sum of what Virginia's told us about her and what Maria has. It's certainly possible that she's feeling rather entitled. Ding, ding, ding. Or doesn't think she should be subjected to all these questions, Calkins said. She's coming from a very privileged background and she's probably not had to deal with a lot of people. That's true. Throughout her life this way, and has probably been used to getting what she wants.
Definitely. She was the youngest child. She was daddy's favourite. He named a yacht after her. He built her up to take over the empire. She was the one dealing with the death and the issues. She flew out there. She was the chosen one.
Well, she was
special.
She's attached herself to wealthy men after she broke up with Epstein.
Yep.
So it's fascinating, isn't it? Now, next week we've got some more stuff about Sarah Kellen.
Yes. Interesting.
Yes. Jen and I are going to be knee-deep this week in some files.
Lots of files.
So we hope you come back for that next week. But unfortunately, here she is, Ghislaine Maxwell.
I'm rather pissed off this week. Why's the plumber been around? The plumber! He's been working outside my studio. I don't like him.
Health and safety.
He talks too much. He's too intelligent. I don't like my men being too intelligent. Anyway, the other people who hate me, because the plumber obviously did too.
Does the plumber hate you?
Oh, yes. He apparently knows about my case. He listens to you women. You bitches. Anyway, Jean, Katrina, Andreas, Donna, Rob, Amy, Susan, Gemma, Pauline, Ashton, Lisa, Jonathan, Meredith, Nicole, Stephanie, Mary Ellen, Susan, Megan, Candace, Andreas, your writing is horrific, Pam, Rob, Leslie, Barbara.
Was that Pam Penox?
No,
there's another Pam.
There's a Penox down further. So now she's going to hear her name several times. Thank you. Gloria, Tara, Diana, Carol, Aaron, Alison, Bronwyn, Robin, Claire, Molly, Jonathan. Quite a few Jonathans around. Anna, Joodlebugs.
Shout out, Joodlebugs.
Nicole with a K. Seriously. Courtney, Andrea, Marge, Sarah, Wendy, Jen, Domino, Beth, Darla. Alessandra.
She's one of our OGs as well. Shout out Alessandra.
I do not like that woman.
Well, it's probably the same. She probably doesn't like you.
How can someone not like me? Deanne, Suzette, don't you answer that question. Amy, Linda, Georgia, Christina, Penox. Again. Susan, Pamela, Tiffany, Melissa, Esther, Colin, Colleen. Your writing is so bad. Rona, Eve, PJ, Sue, Stephanie, Hillary, Nicole, another bloody Nicole, Alison, Matt.
Would you mind not
Nicole again.
Would you mind not swearing? Like, you have one job to do. Don't swear at the Patreon subscribers.
But there's no pate left in the fridge, so I will be swearing. I ate it all. Mary Kate, Angela, Tanya, Brandy, Tracy, Cindy, Lissy, Catherine, Ellen, Kaylin, Sam, Tizana.
Yes.
I like that, actually.
Do you?
Don't listen to these girls. Go away. Don't listen to them. I like your name there. And also, I don't like Barry Levine.
Why?
Have you read his latest book?
Oh, The Spider.
Oh, it is appalling.
Well, don't read. I'll take away your books and take away your bra and stop wearing Jenny's bras.
No, mine are Victoria's Secret.
Oh, did he send them? Wexner, bless.
Thank you, Les. It's good to see my friends are still wishing me well.
Do you think Les listens to podcasts?
Oh, he's slightly deaf at his age.
Maybe. Anyway, right, off you go.
I'm going to bugger off now.
Don't lick any batteries. Bye. Please fill out our survey to find out what you guys want for the podcast. So I'm going to leave it in the notes here. So if you'd be kind enough to tell us what you want, any questions you may have, suggestions. So thank you all for listening. We're around. I'm on Lisa Podcasts. I did hide last week from Twitter.
I don't blame you.
I couldn't go on there. Even the most benign things, people were going for my throat.
I put up a photograph of a ring I want to buy for Christmas, and it's made by my favourite jeweller, and the ring says, eat the rich. I got jumped on by someone telling me, how dare you, in the face of what the Americans are going through, how dare you bash. And it just was like, I'm not bashing the elites. I'm buying another piece of worded jewellery. This is my Christmas present to myself. So I did sort of pull back a bit on Twitter, but if you want to harass me on Twitter, it's Oh Really Truly, and please send me all the conspiracy theories because I love them.
And I'm Lisa Podcast, but I don't respond.
No, you're good.
I don't want to get in fights. Despite how I behave as a disagreeable person, I generally am a lover, not a fighter.
You are a nice person.
Somehow.
You can also find us at jeffreyepsteinpodcast.com. You can also email us at snarkerellas@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Just search for The Prince and the Pervert Podcast, and we are on YouTube, of course. And I'm starting to take our snake pits, putting them to video and showing the images of what we're talking about in those episodes, and eventually we'll be doing it with the pod. So earlier when I was talking about permits for moving art, that will be thrown up on YouTube as we're talking about it.
Now, Jen, what is a snake pit?
A snake pit is one of our shorter episodes, between 8 and 15 minutes long. Nice and short and sweet. They go to our subscriber Patreons first, and then later on they get released to the general public. But people have learned about the island, about Larry, Captain Big Dog, Visowski, the pilot.
My best friend, Eileen Guggenheim.
Googs, Sarah Kellen, Story Cal, The Mansion.
Leslie
Groff,
who was Epstein's secretary. Nadia, who was Epstein's sex slave.
We've done quite a few.
We have. We are busy. But thank you all. It means a lot that they listen, Jen.
Oh, 400,000. That's huge.
Yes.
So thank you, everyone. Every listen means a conversation, which means awareness is raised about not just this case, but child sex trafficking around the world.
And I encourage you to tell people about this case, because it's nothing more satisfying than watching someone's face. So it happened with me at the dentist, and the look on my dentist's face the first time she'd heard about all this crazy stuff, it's worth it.
And child sex trafficking is everywhere. It's an issue regardless of your political views. It's in all cultures. It's in all social economic.
It's serious.
It's serious. It's everywhere.
So thank you. Have a great, great week, and we'll see you around like a rissole.
As we say. See ya.
Bye.
Hi, it's Lisa here. Do you want to help us produce the Prince and the Pervert podcast? One of our kind listeners has been asking how they can support us. So we've started a Patreon account, which not only benefits you in terms of extra content and exclusive content, it also helps us just cover our costs. At the end of the day, this is a labour of love, and we're determined to follow the case until the end. These women absolutely matter. That's why we're doing this work. And we are all in this together. Details of the Patreon account are in the show notes. Thank you.